The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Echo. Echo, 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 ande, Giacomo fino and ande, Giacomo finale. My star boy, the young star boy, sitting on the bayou. My star boy, the young star boy, I'm gonna set your tail on fire. Talking about here now, here now.
Good morning, Joe on the radio. That's Dr. John passed away, 71 years old, yesterday passed away. Malcolm Jack Revenack was his name, and a great, great rock and roller. So rest in peace, Dr. John. Great voice, man. Sometimes I sound like that in the morning, actually. Hey, good morning. It's 6:06 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on this June 7th, right after D-Day 6:06. Feeling patriotic, swelling with patriotism, seeing the great job that President Trump did in Normandy. It was great. And Melania as well. And just a great feel and a great respect for the United States of America and our armed forces. I never had the privilege to serve, you know, and it just makes me appreciate, I think, the United States military even more. Hey, so it's great. We got a lot to get into. We're going to talk about the tariffs. You know, I don't even want to get back to the regular back and forth of Washington. Am I right? You had a great day like yesterday, and it was monumental. And it was, and what I loved about yesterday was that people that are just trying to tear us down, they're trying to say how America was never that great. Excuse me. How did somebody could actually say that. America was never that great. And then you look at the blood left on the beaches of Normandy, right? And so, and for the president, who didn't serve as well, and he went and he was great in representing the United States of America, and now we're back to it. And now, you know, he's calling Nancy Pelosi. I wish the president, he did a great interview last night with Laura, but I wish that he would just pull back and not even get involved with a tit for tat down in Washington, D.C. I'm so tired of it. We're on the right track. We are doing good. And they're just going to try to tear us down. And it's all for their own power. It has nothing to do with helping you and I or making this country better. But we'll see what's happening at the border. It's getting worse down there, of course. And now what is going to happen with Mexico? And I think I like what the president is doing by putting the tariffs on and pushing Mexico, because they do have it in their power to stop that flow that's coming over from Guatemala and Honduras and all of South America. And all now we see that ISIS is trying to get into the southern border of the United States. What a surprise. And it's nice that the president is at least staying vigilant on this. So I have to tell you, when I go out and about and I do my things, you know, like last night at the Cabrini Mission Foundation, and when I tell you how emboldened I get when I go and I meet you and we're out and about around town in New York or when I'm around the country. And that really, really enforces my belief in this country, enforces my belief in you. So we went to something called the Cabrini Mission Foundation last night, and I was kind of, this is the way it happens. And I know it's our intimate hour, so I could talk to you like this 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, right? And if you're listening on the podcast later in the day, this is our intimate hour where we gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning. And I go to a church, I make no apologies for it. I'm unapologetic. Like I said last night, a diehard, God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. It's the way it is. And I see the assault on Christianity around the world in this country, you know, with Judaism and Christianity trying to take it away. You see it, I see it, and we all know it. So I go to church, and I just go to church because I go to church, and my mother always taught me to do that. And I always give thanks. I don't pray for anything. I'm not looking for anything. So I stop at a little church a block away from here in the station, and I drop to my knees, give thanks, boom, you know, and go to my saints. Listen to me. I'm so Italian. Listen to me. St. Joseph is there, you know. St. Michael is an all-powerful saint. St. Michael, right? St. Mary, of course. And then you go downstairs. I told you this before. And they have St. Anne. She's saying, if you look at the history of St. Anne, the mother of Mary, as a Jewish gal, you know, growing up in Nazareth, you could see what a magnificent person Anne was. You pray to St. Anne. St. Anthony, you got to pray St. Anthony. Am I right or wrong? St. Anthony, oh, you got to pray to St. Anthony, right? So then there's Mother Cabrini. And I met the Cabrini nuns about a dozen years ago. And I did a benefit for them about that time, 10 years ago or more. How do I gauge it? By my divorces. So I remember I was going through a divorce. I think it was divorce with Kimberly, yeah. And that had to be about a dozen years ago, believe it already. And we were at Cipriani's, and we did a nice fundraiser. But, you know, I kind of lost touch. And then Vinny Recuglia, our favorite undertaker, who comes in and brings everything. He brings the palms when we approach Palm Sunday. He brings the ashes. He brings the zapolis, the St. Joseph's Day. He brings all the goods. And we always appreciate Brooklyn Vinny Recuglia. And so he goes, I get a letter. After I pray, this is the way it happened. I pray to Mother Cabrini because they have a Cabrini statue there, right? And she, now, another, I always look at the saints as individuals. Not as, oh my gosh, it's a saintly. I look at what they accomplished on this earth, you know, in the name of God. And you look at Cabrini, how she got around this country when she was here on horse and buggy, and she did missions all over, helping immigrants, illegal immigrants, helping people, you know, in need. So as soon as I left that church, and I walked out after praying to Mother Cabrini, say thank you and whatever. And that's what I do. I'm a Catholic, so I make no qualms about it. So I walk out. Then I get a call from Christopher LaBianco. And Christopher is the executive director of the Cabrini Mission Foundation. Would you come in? Vinnie Recuglia's sister is a nun, Sister Petrina, and we want you to MC our gala. And usually then I hand it off to Lieutenant Louie. And then we make a deal. No, I said, I knew that was a sign. Am I right in thinking that? Do you think like that sometimes? You do something and it's like, wow, that was a sign. And I don't get crazy about it, by the way. And I'm not going to tell you what you're going to believe in. And I personally don't care. I care what your lifestyle is. I don't care what you believe in. I love you. I love you anyway. So I said, yep, I'm there. Sure, when is it? June 6th, got it. And we went to the Metropolitan Club yesterday, and we had the best time for the Cabrini Mission Foundation. And it was great. Cardinal Dolan was there. I just posted a picture of me and Cardinal Dolan. And I always look so small. This guy is gigantic. You forget how tall a guy, how big a guy Cardinal Dolan is? I look like a little wimpy guy there with Cardinal Dolan. But he was there. We appreciate that. And then Ray Kelly, former commissioner in NYPD. Doug, what a great New Yorker, great American Ray Kelly is. And so we were there with just a great. And Sister Petrina was there, and the nuns were there, and we had the best time. And I'll tell you why I was emboldened. And I don't care what your heritage is. I don't care what your religion is. I think if you embrace it, it makes our country stronger. And I think that I always feel like they're like agnostics or atheists in D.C. because now they're taking, did you see the Democrats are trying to take away In God We Trust out of there in Washington? They're just afraid to say God. So when I go into the Metropolitan Club, which is really one of the most elite clubs in elite venues in New York, and I go in and all these Catholics are in there, man. And they're Catholics who celebrate. And thank you for your kind comments. Joe, we listen every morning. Joe, tell Al, hey, what's it like to work with Frank and Al? Hey, I said, well, if we weren't working together, we'd be locked up together. You know, so, and everybody listens, and thank you. And I was just emboldened. And I don't care if you're walking into a temple. I don't care if you're walking into a mosque. I don't care if you just pray to yourself. We are a good people, and I get emboldened by this. So, and this was a group of Catholics. They're trying to tear down the Catholic Church. They're trying to tear down Catholicism. They're trying to tear down Christianity. You know it. And it was jam-packed with some of the most important people in New York supporting the Cabrini mission, and I was proud to be there. So a shout out to Christopher LaBianco for doing such a great job, and certainly Sister Patrina Racuglia. Just a great, great night, and that's what emboldens me, and that's when I speak on behalf of the United States of America on how proud I am to be part of this country. It starts in organizations like the Cabrini Mission. And whether, again, whatever religion you are, it doesn't matter even if it's a religion. When you're at a ball game, you know, at least you embrace something in your community. It's so important. It's who we are, not the nonsense that we see from D.C., not how they try to tear us down in D.C., you know. Then I'm walking around, 6:15 with Joe on the radio. It's a Friday, and we have Congressman King's going to be with us, and Jeffrey Lyons is going to be with us. And so I'm running around, and now I stand at these events. I go there. I don't really have a wrangler. I should have a wrangler. I should have an owl with me, because I don't. So I'm standing around, and then one nice gal, Sheila, says to me, "Oh, yo, go take a picture. Go take a picture. You should be in all the pictures." So, and it was well-intentioned, but what am I going to do? I'm going to walk up to people. I'm just going to go, "Hi, do you mind? Hi, I'm Joe Piscopo. Do you mind if I take a picture? Do you mind if I take?" And I can't. It's not in my, you know, makeup, none of my MO to be able to do that. Just get, "Oh, can I get it?" No, that's not going to happen. So we're laughing. So she's going, she's pushing me to go take a picture, and I kept staying away just until finally Cardinal Dolan came in. Now I'll get in the picture because the Cardinal will blaze the path and allow me to take a picture. So we got nice pictures. We were great. And this was my favorite, is where Vinny Racuglia, the sister's brother, sits down, and we're going to have dinner, beautiful dinner there before we start the evening. He takes out, listen to me when I tell you this, I know Vinny's listening, he takes out a plastic bib, like a, you know, from if you go eat a lobster, they give you the plastic bib. Vinny had a plastic bib that was hot. And he put the bib on, like with the shirt and the tie and everything. And so and I'm thinking, I'm like, "Vinny, do you take that bib with you? You know, the plastic thing?" I said, "Vinny, you take that thing with you everywhere you go?" He goes, "Yes, actually, I do." So, and he loved it. Then he folded it up and he put it and he took it to the next gig. So thank you to Vinny. Thanks to Sister Patrina and to all the good folks at Cabrini Mission. It was great. And keep the fight alive. It was great to be there and proud to be there as well. I got to take my bib wherever we go. 6:16 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Charles, thanks for, you got change for that? I had that $100 bill for like 2 weeks. No one could have changed. The economy's doing so great. I can't break a $100 bill. Am I right? Where did you end up going? Dwayne Reed? Across the street? There. And Matt, good morning, Matt. Good morning. And Big Al is here. How you doing? Morning. You're right. You're busy emailing back and forth beer stuff?
No. Just, you know, trying to take care of some stuff. That's all.
I know. Let's come into the game here, Albert.
I am. I'm listening.
That's great. And, you know, and Frankie, we can't find where Frankie is,
well,
right?
Well, we know where Frankie is. He's on his way here. But, you know, he overslept.
That's so okay.
It happens.
Know, once in a while, it does happen. And, you know, more than, you know what? It's a Friday. So it's anything could happen and anything's going to happen. So it was nice that we're going out. Now, you and I, we got to go to that 7:00 mass. And it's not, I don't mean to make this like a religious thing. I just make it like people go out, they're in their community. It's great. That is America, not what we see in Washington, not the teardown that you're going to see now. And ironically enough, is like when I see the front of the New York Times and I see French President Macron with his wife and President Trump with Melania, and they're walking the graves there at the Normandy American Cemetery on Thursday on the front of the New York Times. And they say President Trump pays tribute to D-Day at Freedom's Altar. This is huge, huge. I thought the Times would take a shot. I thought it would be something.
No, negative. It's not the right moment.
Is the right moment?
No, but I mean, look, the president did what he was supposed to do yesterday,
and it was
which
great.
Was presidential,
and
it, that's
and,
it.
And it was great. So, yeah. And it was nice to see. And look at even on the New York Post saluting the heroes. For those of us who didn't serve, you know, we seem to appreciate that more. When I look at and I see the picture on the front of the New York Post this morning, D-Day 75th anniversary special, and you see those faces of the older men. Those guys, they were all kids. And Gary Sinise, was it Gary Sinise?
Sinise has done such great work for the troops. Amazing.
Tom Hanks did it. Tom Hanks tweeted out, "Remember, they were all boys." What a great tweet.
Of course.
By Tom Hanks. It was great. This when you look at the faces of these heroes. They were kids. They were 17. They were 18 years old.
HBO was rerunning on one of their channels yesterday, Band of Brothers, showing the D-Day and Easy Company and the whole thing. I mean, and that was a Tom Hanks vehicle. That was wonderfully done. Both ends of it, doing the European part, and then of course with the Pacific, just an amazing show. And you know, again, you said it. I mean, those people that were there yesterday, those that had served, that are in their 90s, those boys were 17 and 18 years old. They had no idea. And you notice the common thread in most of those stories, Joe, is every one of them all say the same thing. Mm. We had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
We were scared for our lives. Yeah. One guy was telling a story yesterday. I don't know where I heard it from.
Yeah.
He was talking. Oh, no, I remember. It was the CBS Evening News. I was on my way to the gym, and they were interviewing somebody who was there. And he said, I looked at the guy next to me, and I asked him if he had a light. And when I looked back again, his head was gone.
Yeah. You can't.
And he
imagine.
Goes, and that spurred me. That fear spurred me to get up and get underneath.
Yeah.
You know, the sand or whatever it was, so that I could be saved. I mean, that's you can't imagine what those guys went through.
I wonder if they. Then. And I know the millennials in the military now have the tenor to do that because I meet them. You know, but I just can't stand when people try to tear down the country and they say bad things about the country and they say America was never great. You tell me how America was never great and how America saved the world. You tell me that, because that's why I stand fast and before this microphone, a proud American. 6:20, Debbie's on the road. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Good. So you had a great time last night.
You know, you and I, we're church people, and I don't mean to drive it home on the air. I really don't. But, yes, Cabrini Mission, they help the less fortunate. You know, they help the immigrants that come in, people that – and it's the Catholic Church that does so much that you never hear about. And
right.
But there were a lot of people there, Deb, and everybody was great. And we were celebrating.
Your picture here with the cardinal.
Yeah, that was great. That was
great.
So much fun.
I
you
love
know,
it.
And
love
I blessed
it, yeah.
everybody with the microphone. You know, I've always wanted to be a priest. Yeah, I'm frustrated, you know. I always wanted to be in the military. I always appreciate law enforcement. It'd be great to be a police officer. And, I've always wanted to be a priest. You know, I just.
Really?
I could have been a priest. You know, the calling of show business was there, I guess, greater
right.
than the priesthood, right. I guess. You know?
I know. I admire our priests, and, you know, it's just, and I love our nuns. So that's so awesome that you were there last night.
It was great.
You know?
Doing great things, helping the less fortunate. 6:21 on this Friday. Debbie, how are we doing traffic already? I know.
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. I know Frank's on the way. Let's see what's happening on the LIE eastbound at Ronkonkoma Avenue. It's an accident over there, Joe. And we're building on the westbound LIE through Casino Boulevard, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Edcoge 59th Street Bridge slowing down into town. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down up through Rockaway Boulevard. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up past 39th. Cross Bronx West, that's busy at 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB, about 15 minutes in. Lincoln 20, Holland 25 to 30. 80 East, some late running construction out by exit 27. Getting out through Netcong. And watch out for slowdowns on 18 northbound. That's going to be stop and go. Getting up and out toward Piscataway, getting up toward 287. 35 is blocked in Red Bank. Accident with a down pole and down wire. Southbound Thruway just starting to build at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy, high today of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus. A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
I realize those statements sound unbelievable, but it's true. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, or even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the ADF banner, Alliance Defending Freedom, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or AM970TheAnswer.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM970, The Answer. Bruce, get the morning started, baby. So Bruce goes out on tour next 2020.
No, next year. He's not going to tour this new album. Him and the E Street Band are going to put together another album at the end of this year, and then they're going to go out on tour next year.
They're not touring with the Western Stars.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going. You don't go to Bruce Springsteen concerts, do you?
I would. I'd go see him. But I didn't go see him last time because I had seen him already a few years back.
You always go to Motorhead or...
No, I can't anymore. He's dead. Lemmy's dead. So,
and when Dr. John passed away, that's so sad.
You know, that's one guy. How old was he? He's 77.
All right. I said 71.
And that's one guy I never got to see in concert, and I really wanted to, and I just never got around to it. He played a lot of small clubs and things like
man.
That. Just never got a chance to see him. But amazing, amazing artist. Yeah. I mean, really, really. Yeah, just
was he
cool.
from New Orleans? Dr.
Yeah, he was
John?
From New Orleans. Yeah. Born in November of 1941.
Cool stuff. Hey, Joe on the radio with Al at 6:26 on a Friday in New York. Yeah, you made it to Friday. This is so funny. I'm reading in the Newark Star Ledger. And first of all, do we know if Mr. Norcross is with us this morning?
No, I don't know. Well, I'm going to assume that he's not, simply for the fact that
we didn't get
the front page of the Star Ledger there and
so,
in the news yesterday.
George Norcross is a guy that helped Bill Camden up. He's a Camden guy, and he has done, and he worked with Governor Christie. I'm telling you, Camden, New Jersey was one of the most dangerous cities in the United States of America, not just in New Jersey. It was like across the country. Camden was it. It was, and I used to walk down the streets of Camden, went during that time, and the shot callers, as we call them, would run the blocks, you know, the drug lords and whatever, and they would allow me to walk, and they nicknamed me Gangsta Joe. Is that funny? Trying to help the at-risk community, and I would go down to the Unity community on Mount Ephraim Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, and I would help out the Dickersons, Wanda and Robert Dickerson, doing God's work, really, with the children of Camden, to this day, by the way, Unity community, great organization, and I would go down. Then I see, and under Democratic administrations, I didn't see much help, you know? Then Governor Christine Todd Whitman helped out. I remember she did a flush of cash into Camden. And then it was Governor Christie who really stepped up. And I wasn't crazy what he did with the police force, but he made like a county police. Whatever he did, he stopped the crime. The town is building up. And again, it's got its problems, clearly. But then a gentleman by the name of George Norcross came in and really, really put his money where his mouth is and helped fix up the community of Camden, New Jersey. So now, I don't know why, and this is Jersey News, the governor, Governor Murphy, goes after George Norcross, and that is seems to be a sacred cow in Jersey. George Norcross says, but here reading in a startling political move, oh, South Jersey Democratic power broker George Norcross III went to court Thursday seeking a restraining order against Governor Murphy and the administration to shut down the investigation of a governor's task force into the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. So I'm now I don't understand it, and I don't, and Mr. Norcross is welcome on the show. He's not going to be on today, but he's welcome anytime. But here's a guy that helped build up Camden to the point where you could walk the streets, to the point where you look. Sometimes you look at where Rutgers is and where the Cooper medical facility is. It's great.
Right.
So now, and then why would the governor go after him like that? I mean, when there's so many problems in the state of New Jersey, this is what he's got to worry about.
Right. There was an audit for this whole initiative that I guess it was started under Corzine. Governor Corzine, and then I guess Christie picked up. Christie picked up the ball on it, awarding credits and grants to companies. George Norcross's outfit being one of them, and I guess they're investigating it and wanting to know where all this money is going. They said that there was a lot of waste, and you know what? George Norcross has done a tremendous job to help the city of Camden, has revitalized Camden in a way that no one has ever done.
Exactly right.
That's so exactly I can understand why he's justifiably angry. And according to Frank, who just texted, said that Norcross did cancel.
So. Yeah, well.
I'm assuming because of this. And,
this is what they got to worry about. You create the jobs, create the revenue. And if someone helps build up a city, say thank you.
No, let's have a millionaire's tax. Let's tax everybody to pay for everything. He's going to shut the government down. Seriously, this is what's going to end up happening. I mean, you have both the Senate president and the assembly leader who are both saying that a millionaire's tax is a non-starter. We're not going to do this.
Yeah.
And then Governor Ding Dong puts out this stupid plan.
We're being objective.
I'm not going to be objective. I don't like the guy. I didn't vote for him.
No.
And you have a guy here who wants to give a $125 tax rebate to the middle class. What are you going to do with $125?
You're right.
Paying $8,000 in taxes.
Yep.
Okay, and that's... that's low. I mean, there are a lot of people that are paying far more than that, right? But you meet this threshold of making under $250,000 a year. What's $125 going to do for you in the grander scheme of things?
Yeah.
Nothing.
But listen to this. 6:31, we'll take a break in a second. Jersey and you, happy together, again from the Start Ledger. And other states love to make fun of us about New Jersey. Thank you. I wrote the jokes all those years ago, even though they're wrong. And the traffic and mass transit and taxes can be terrible. But we New Jerseyans are a happy bunch. Most of us anyway. That's according to a new poll which shows 8 in 10 Garden State residents describe their lives as happy. The joint survey from Rutgers and Fairleigh Dickinson University found 21% say they're very happy, 60% say they're pretty happy, while 19% are not happy at all. Well, that's it. We just stay there. It's like, and it's same with New York. It's same with the boroughs in New York.
Are you happy?
Same thing. You know what? I'm happy, but I'm not pleased with the politics. I'm not pleased with the taxation of.
But for the most part,
Then they go like this. Look at this. White residents, 23% happy, 64% pretty happy. Both and then both black residents and Hispanic. Why do you have to divvy it up like that? Why do you have to do? They always make it like a tribal thing.
If you notice in that piece, they talk about people that are making less than $50,000 a year are the biggest group of people that are not happy, and understandably so. You can
take
you can
home
see
nothing. You're right.
But you know what? That's encouraging.
What made you come to New Jersey from Staten Island? Why didn't you go to New York,
Because that was pretty simple. My wife, I knew that my wife and I would have had a disagreement on where we were going to live and whatever and raise
a
family.
Is Jennifer from Jersey?
She's from Jersey. That was an easy call. I didn't have a problem. I didn't want to raise a family in Staten Island.
But now, come on now.
No, because the island is overpopulated. It's overcrowded. We just had yesterday... they're going to be redoing Bay Street and the area of the North Shore by the Staten Island Ferry to the detriment of much more traffic and all kinds of nonsense. The borough president, James Otto, not happy about what the city council has done and what the mayor is doing. And basically, they're kicking the can down the road that eventually you're not going to be able to drive anywhere on the north shore of Staten Island because the infrastructure simply will not be able to handle it. And so that's why I didn't want to raise a family in Staten Island anymore. It's just too crowded.
All right. A lot to get into this morning. 877-970-2999 if you want to join us on our Balance of Nature phone lines. It's Joe. It's Al. Frank is kind of... we got
He's on his way.
APB. Okay.
He's got an Uber. I don't know if he got the Uber group, Uber XL...
The group thing of 2 hours
to get it.
Taking
to Jersey. He's got to pay more. I don't know.
6:33 on AM 970 The Answer. Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
68 degrees at 6:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A body found on Plum Beach in Brooklyn is reportedly that of a missing NYPD detective. The body of 58-year-old Joseph Calabrese was found yesterday afternoon. He died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Calabrese was last seen at 2 a.m. yesterday morning, leaving Maimonides Medical Center, where his wife was undergoing a minor procedure. This is the second of two department deaths in as many days. The New Jersey State Department of Environmental Protection is shooting down a pipeline expansion project that would have brought natural gas from Pennsylvania into the coastal tri-state areas. The Transcontinental Gas Pipeline Company had applied for permits that would have allowed its Northeast Supply Enhancement Project to push pipelines through freshwater and coastal wetlands and under the Raritan Bay before terminating in Queens. New York regulators already gave the project a thumbs down, and now the Garden State is passing on the proposal. Reasons for the refusal were primarily related to concerns that dredging would negatively impact water quality. In sports, Jay Happ fired seven innings of one-run balls. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-2 in Toronto. Todd Frazier's two-run homer snapped a three-all tie in the eighth inning as the Mets went on to beat the Giants 7-3 at Citi Field. Stanley Cup Finals Game 5, that goes to the Blues. They skated past the Bruins 2-1, and St. Louis now leads that series 3-2. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're going to head to the PATH trains. We're seeing delays Hoboken to 33rd and Newark to 33rd. That's all due to some ongoing equipment problems. Over on 35 and Red Bank, still closed at West Front Street. Accident with a down pole and down wires. Route 1 northbound building at Old Post Road in Edison, 21 south, slowing down through Chester Ave in Newark. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. Busy right now at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens and the westbound BQE at Northern Boulevard. An accident over there. Westbound belt stop and go traffic out by Kennedy Airport. And on the LIE West at Ocean Ave, an accident blocking one lane. Eastbound LIE at Ronkonkoma Avenue, an accident there as well. Sawmill heading southbound, getting down toward the thruway, a collision on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka has the mainstream media figured out.
Whether it's anyone in the mainstream fake news industrial complex, flip it 180 degrees and understand that what they accuse the other of doing is what they are doing themselves. If they're awake and they're breathing, they're lying.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's 6:38 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you here. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature. See, I love you. Intimate hour here, you and I talking like this. You know, see, I got to tell you what happened because I'm very, very honest. And I love Balance of Nature, and I want you to stay in Balance of Nature. Now, I got to start talking to myself because I'm telling you, I ran out of Balance of Nature, right? And unless you ask for something at the station, you get nothing. No one says, hey, Joe, here's your Balance of Nature. And to my own fault, I should go to, like I keep telling you, to go balanceofnature.com and just order it to make sure that I have it. So I don't get it. And I ran out of it because I upped my dosage and I ran out. Now, I don't want to be rude and say to our sales guy, hey, can you get some more Balance of Nature? Like I'm a cheapo radio announcer. But I am a cheapo radio announcer. And I should have asked. So I didn't ask. So I kind of went off Balance of Nature for a while. I swear to goodness, yesterday I wake up, I could feel scratchiness back in my throat. Am I telling you something? You see? You see? Because my schedule is so nuts. And I challenge anybody to go through what you and I go through every morning. Up and out and the kids and an event the night before. Got to get up early in the morning. And I'm doing, now I can feel just a little bit. I'm telling you, because I didn't stay on the Balance of Nature regimen. I am a walking clinical study. And you know what? To the FDA listening, you know, this isn't something that I'm telling you is a true clinical study. It's the Piscopo clinical study. I'm telling you, you got to stay on it. And there it is. I am living proof that Balance of Nature works. So I'm going to go get all my balance, my fruits and my vegetables and my fiber, my fiber, the balance, you know, the balance fiber drink that they have. And I'm going to get all of that. And I'm going to just keep it with me at all times. And I invite you to do the same. And now what you can get, I wonder if I'm available for the 30% discount now. No, I'm not sure. Probably, I guess I could. I'll put in the code, the answer, and yeah. I'll do it right online.
Yeah, get you some. Don't worry.
I didn't want to ask. I don't ask.
Hey, yeah, we'll get it for
you. Can I have the free Balance of Nature?
Yeah,
you know?
Don't worry about it.
I respect the Howard's great family. I don't want to be snore is the word. I don't want to take advantage of it. And Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. And indeed it is. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. All you got to do is call 800-246-8751. I'll be calling that. Next break, I'll be calling 800-246-8751. You can go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, the answer, please. Good health is only a phone call away.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Swing it, baby. Come on, Albert. Here we go.
Be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your car when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's so close for comfort.
You gonna bang that against your head again?
Too close for comfort. Please, not again.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo swinging into this Friday, baby. You got it. Oh, yeah. Looks like a good weekend, too. See all that?
Look at this. Look at what you got.
I'm in my radio bed.
What, nasal
my
cord? That GLH stuff there, whatever it is. You know.
Come on, man.
Come on. GLH was great. The pocket fisherman was good. The dehydrator or whatever that made the beef
jerky. Ron Popeil was the man.
The rotisserie grill, you just set it and forget it.
I have a bald spot in my head. Let me spray it. And then I was in Beverly Hills. I told you this before. And Ron Popeil, and I'm in the car waiting at a red light, Beverly Hills, years ago. And I go, wait,
that's Ron Popeil. I said, what is he doing in Beverly Hills, California? And people are going, hey, it's the GLH guy.
And so you know what he was doing? He was this. Hey, hi.
How you doing? He's a big guy.
He is a big
guy. Very tall.
And the hair was way too darker than mine.
Right.
So he dyed it way too dark.
But remember when they had that commercial, he was sitting on a stool in the middle of an audience, like a kind of audience in the round, and they put him there, and then they'd start dropping this stuff on his head. It was like magnets, like attracted to his head.
I missed that, man.
Oh, what a great infomercial.
Where is Ron Popeil, man? He was the best.
He was.
Know?
But he had all those things. Remember the pocket fish? You're going out fishing. You're walking down the lake, and you want to fish. But all of a sudden, here, and he pulls out this pocket fisherman.
I know.
And have the lure, and you see the guy fishing.
I know. I love those infomercials that I see all the time. The
made
shade,
a lot of money.
The shades that you could wear.
Oh, yeah, I love those. Sharper vision. Like 30 times. Like, all of a sudden, like, they're Magoo glasses that they put on their face.
And what's that thing that you put on the grill? You put on, like, a cloth on the grill, and it doesn't burn your food. You see that one?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little piece of paper that you grill, and instead of putting it right on the grill where it kind of rips up everything or gets dirty, put it right on there. I love that.
That's weird. I
want to investigate all those products that I see. You know, that people.
They're moneymakers.
Oh, are you kidding me? Look at
what's his name? Phil Swift with the, what is that? The Flex Seal. The spray
can. You said that works, though.
But let me tell you something. It does. Yeah. I bought a little tube or something. I had to repair a brick.
Yeah.
And I used that stuff, and I put the brick in there.
It worked?
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Within 5 minutes, that thing was rock solid.
Cool.
It doesn't move.
It's something. So I bought the
hose. That guy knows what he's doing.
I put the hose that coils up and it goes, you know, that hose is, that thing.
That Richard Karn was advertising.
Yeah. So, and I bought it because I buy it. So I bought one, and it always
breaks. At the Walmart.
It always breaks.
Right?
It always
you
breaks.
At the Walmart.
Yeah, I know. It always breaks at the end of the season. At the end of the season, there's a hole in it. It's spewing little holes.
So you live in the middle.
But you're telling me I should get the Flex stuff.
That
you
Flex
see?
Seal, I'm telling
you.
See,
it works. It's all.
Remember, he took the rowboat and he puts the stuff on there, and then
Put it on the hose.
Yeah, that'd probably work.
I bought a new hose.
Okay,
it's good. It's like that. So then I get this stuff, and I got this from when you go to Fox News and you do the hits. Fox News, the makeup at Fox News, the gals and guys are great. They really are great. Yeah. Thank God. And especially when you got a face like mine. So if you go, you know, I feel a little thinning out, they put this X Fusion in your hair. They put a thing called Topic in your hair. Crown is in your hair. So somebody said to me, Vinny Recuglia said to me yesterday, hey, did Al, he shaved a mohawk. I didn't see. I go, he did shave a mohawk. He looks good. I go, yes, but I prefer him with the head of hair. I like when you have a thick head of hair.
My hair, but I like being bald too.
You going to stay that way for the summer?
Yeah, I'm not going to grow up. Back.
You need some of this?
No, I'm good. I need more than a can of that. I mean, I need a couple of cans to cover up my bald head. I mean, let's be fair.
GLH.
GLH.
Oh, I forgot to take my B12.
But I do have a wig. I do have a wig for the end of the month. So my son and I are going to one of these comic book conventions.
He's
dressing up as some Japanese character, this movie Akira. He's dressing up as this one guy. My mother-in-law is making, like, the cape for him or whatever. So he says, Dad, you're going to go with somebody. And, you know, I was going to go. No, I don't need Benadryl. Thank you. You're like a pharmaceutical company in that bag. You could get sued. You better watch out. All over that? It looks like you were at a bingo hall. It's all red, like you're marking your card. What's going on there?
I gotta tell you, in my Rawlings bag, is this still the intimate hour? We could just kind of lose.
So anyway.
Go ahead. Tell me your story.
So my son wanted me to go as Batman because I have a Batman costume and a real-life Batman mask, but it's too sweaty. I'm like, there's no way I can't. My head will be on fire the entire time. So I have a
bald head or not.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's very hot in there because it's tight. It's right up to your face.
But it's like a rubber real.
Yeah,
real Batman.
It's a real old school, you know.
Take that serious, Al.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't call me serious. I'm Batman. I have my greatest American hero costume from the television series. So I'm going to wear that, and it comes with a blonde wig. So now that I have the bald head, it'll fit perfectly on my head.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I wish you get the guy that does the promos for the station. This is former Saturday Night Live superstar. Joe Biscuit. He is Batman. That's what I'm going to go. So why,
this news guy's a guy
why
who
do
has
I
a
have
purple mohawk and dresses
I have, you
up.
Know what I have? I
yeah,
have
an, no. And what I, is that? A stick? I don't understand that. It doesn't look like. That doesn't look like something you apply. Do you apply that top?
My
what,
life.
What is that?
Look, I'm a dad. I got 5 kids. Joey's older, of course, but I worry about all my kids.
You got Mentos over there? Are those Rolaids?
Mentos, yeah.
Mentos.
I carry with me Benadryl itch relief stick. So God forbid when Charlie comes up, Charlie gets a little bite from a little bug or whatever, boom, boom, excuse me, in there.
Yeah, but it's in that bag. You're carrying that bag around with Charlie?
It's at the house. It's
oh,
the house.
All right.
Now, this is where I was going. It's 6:47. Believe me, we got news, but we're going to talk about
what
Michael,
is that,
General
though? All covered in red. It looks like, I'm serious. It looks like a bingo thing. You know how you mark the card?
Look at your space bag. You've got more in your space bag. You have a produce stand.
No, here's what I got. I got Retro Fitness, Joe Piscopo.
Oh, thank you.
Durasan. I have Empire State Bank, Durasan.
There it is. That's great. We love it.
I have eye drops.
Oh.
I have a couple of drives, some stickers. I don't have a pharmaceutical outfit in your bag. mean, my God.
I have it. I got the Nasacort, which I take, you know, because of the allergies, right? So you take the Nasacort sometimes. All I have to do is up my dosage or balance the nature, I'll be fine. But then I carry this. Boom, 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 boom. And you're not supposed to use
Afrin,
it.
Yeah.
Not
you
supposed
watch
to use it.
That.
You're not supposed to use Afrin because, why? Because, I don't know why, but they say
I'll
don't
tell you
use
why.
Afrin.
It wrecks your nasal it wrecks your nasal passages. That's my wife. She had bad bloody nose last time. She had a nose cord arrest.
From this?
Because you weaken the nasal membrane by using that stuff all the time. That's not annoying at all. Really. It's not. So hers was so bad about 10 years ago. I mean, really. She had to get her nose cord
You and me for 4 hours?
Oh, no. This is why I couldn't live with you. She had to get silver nitrate shoved up her nose.
What did
that
I say?
That stuff is painful.
Why did I say that you should live with me? What did we do this morning that you said?
Because
you were the best. You were going
to Atlantic City
you
on one
man.
Day when you were going
Come
on a different
Come on now. Yeah. You're my man.
It's all right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, now, that stuff you got to watch out. That Afrin, very, very sparingly. My wife, twice she's had to get her nose cauterized in the last 10 years.
All right.
And that stuff, let me tell you something. That stuff is painful. That's what they use on the battlefield. To cauterize wounds.
Yeah, I've had that done before.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
So I'm supposed to we're going to broadcast down in Atlantic City. What day?
You and Frank. You're going down Thursday morning. You're going to be broadcasting.
Look at that. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not going
to
be
because I got invited to go to a Mitchell Modell event, and I want to go because Mitchell's been such a good friend.
And you can.
Yes.
You can go on Tuesday.
I was going to chop her down. I was going to take the chopper from where I was going for
the
Mitchell Modell. Go to the chopper. And then I was going to go to Atlantic City. But now you're telling me I got leeway. I got
cooked
some
up a
leeway.
Story and dropped the six of us in a meat grinder. What happened to you, Dylan?
Anytime.
Used to be somebody I could trust.
We'll be doing quotes from Predator for the next 4 hours.
I woke up. Why don't you?
Esoteric quotes from Predator.
That's right.
We should do a contest. What scene
My men are not
from?
Expendable.
You know,
I don't do this
you know, I think I broke about that time with me. I'm upset with my agent at that. Why didn't
you
I?
You should have been in that movie.
Oh!
You would have been perfect
so
in, that
been
movie.
In that movie. With my mullet?
You would have been the comic relief.
You might have
been one of the guys that got killed off early.
I would have been whacked. I would have been the first to go in Predator. I'd be hanging from the tree immediately.
Right. You would have been the guy who had the glasses who was the first killed by the Predator.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's telling jokes to Billy and Billy wasn't laughing.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Thinking back, what do you regret in your life and career that I wasn't in Predator? Get me to the chopper. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 with Joe on the radio. Debbie, how you doing this morning, my dear?
I'm doing great. So you're recovering after last night's fun?
Yeah, it was great. I'll tell you what, it was quick, and they got me out. And Christopher LaBianco says to me, the executive director, Joe, we're going to get you out early. And I'm going yep, sure. I've heard that before. Out before, I'll tell you what, out by 8:45.
Nice.
Isn't that
nice.
Amazing? Amazing, yeah. Right?
So, and they had a good turnout, right?
Jam-packed, sold out with all the big guns. Former Commissioner Ray Kelly was there. Cardinal Dolan came by, and all the nuns were there. It was a great, great night, Debbie.
Oh,
so,
that's so great.
Yep, we're doing good. And I keep telling everybody, it's a great country and with great communities throughout, and I know you experience that every single day, Debbie Duhaime. But back to reality on the roads and traffic at 6:51 on a Friday on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the Sawmill South. Right at the thruway, it's an accident. Then on the thruway southbound, building 13 down toward 11 and heading right in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 84 West at the Taconic, an accident being cleared from that area. And we're seeing delays of 20 to 25 in at the George Lincoln and the Holland Tunnel. Watch for a problem here over on 440. As you get up toward the area of Avenue C in Bayonne, it's an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. So do prepare for some delays here on 440 right through Bayonne. We're still seeing delays this morning on the eastbound Gowanus up by 39th. Westbound Belt right by Kennedy Airport, an unauthorized truck. And watch for slowdowns on the westbound BQE. This is right at Northern Boulevard. Accident involving a tractor trailer there. So we're seeing some pretty extensive delays. Whitestone Bridge moving slowly into Queens. LIE West Ocean Ave, a collision. Eastbound LIE Ronkonkoma Avenue, an accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about my brand new Mix and Match Any Two for $6 deal at KFC. Pick from any two famous bowl, pot pie, tenders, and crispy Colonel sandwich. The possibilities are endless. You can get a KFC famous bowl and a pot pie, or tenders and a sandwich, or a pot pie and tenders, or a sandwich and a famous bowl, or a sandwich and a pot pie, or a pot pie and a pot pie, or, well, it's not actually endless, but you get the idea. It's a whole lot of possibilities. This isn't rocket science, folks. It's just chicken math. Mix and Match Any Two for $6 at KFC. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Nice today with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and less humid conditions, a high near 80. Clear and comfortable tonight, low 64. Another nice day on tap tomorrow with mostly sunny skies, highs again near 80. Beaches will be in the low to mid 70s. Sunshine will give way to clouds on Sunday with a high of 78. Beaches will be in the low to mid 70s. Showers and thunderstorms will be possible later Sunday night and Monday, high on Monday of 74. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Father's Day is just around the corner. Father's Day is here, believe it, next week, right? What's a better gift for dad than a hilarious rule book entitled Why People Don't Like You, written by my friend John Bramnick, New Jersey's funniest lawyer and stand-up comedian. And the book has illustrations by Pat Brentano that are unbelievably funny. This is a great book. It's a coffee table book, you know, and it's so much fun. Let me give you a few rules from the book. Don't rush into elevators. Somebody might actually be coming out. Wait, see, just simple things like that. Don't tell people you look tired unless you're their mother or their doctor. How many times, right? Alice said that to me.
I got yelled at for that.
And on the phone, too. Wow. Oh, you sound tired. I don't want to hear it. I am tired. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't tell people you look tired. I'm telling you, don't grab my drinking cup by the rim. Keep your grimy hands off my cup. You got to check out Why People Don't Like You. That's the name of the book. We've all come across folks who don't follow these common knowledge social cues, so why not do them a favor and get them this book? It's a great idea. Buy it for people you like, or you know what? People you don't like. Everyone will enjoy Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. It's hysterical and it's a great read. Order in time for Father's Day on Amazon today by typing in Bramnick Book.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, see, I got to go here. This is Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. I love it. Written by Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan. This is Bob Dylan's song. You know, Hendrix loved Bob Dylan.
Oh, I know.
Here's Jimmy live with Piscopo in the morning.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
See, there's a misnomer about Jimmy when he broke. When I was, you're young and you weren't even born yet. I'm in like junior high school, and Jimmy broke, and I'm going like, wow, this guy's brilliant. But they thought it was like psychedelic. So even I remember distinctly had to be during Saturday Night Live doing a photo shoot with Edie Baskin, the great Edie Baskin, one of the great photographers in the history of SNL. Mm-hmm. And I was with Eddie, and we're doing some crazy stuff, we're having fun. Someone put Hendrix on. So I say to Eddie, I said, Ed, you got to check out this guy, Jimi Hendrix. This is my childhood, man. And Eddie goes to me, he goes, no, man, that's drug music, he said. Then he went on to appreciate Jimi Hendrix. I would love to have seen Eddie play Jimi Hendrix, by the way.
No,
That would have been cool. I want to see, you know what? I wanted Eddie to play Jackie Wilson as well. Eddie Murphy is Jackie. Okay. He could still do it.
Yeah.
He still looks so young.
Yep.
So anyway, but Hendrix is not drug music. It's not drug music.
No.
Just the prowess of the guitar, the genius of the guitar.
Right.
And now when we talk about Hendrix now, people go, oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Now Michael's going from Hendrix. He's going into Stevie Ray.
Nice.
So thank you for putting that on, Albert.
Oh, you're welcome.
Always appreciate it. Hey, yeah. Joe on the radio. It's Joe now.
Hey, Frankie Fiveborough came in. Take your time.
Right. Oh, he's got to go.
Thank
okay.
You.
Well, thanks for dropping in. Saying hi.
Take care.
I'll see you. Great show.
All right.
Thank you, Vinny Ricuglia, for the food.
No, that's my food. Frankie, welcome. All good? You okay?
All great.
All good. We're here. Well, Frankie Fiveborough's in the house. We're here, and we got a lot to get into. Congressman Peter King on the show. Jeffrey Lyons on the show as well. Your phone calls are always welcome on our Balance of Nature phone line. Thank you for listening. I talked to you. I met you last night at the Cabrini Mission Foundation, and you said, Joe, we listen every morning. And me and Alan, Frank, and Debbie, you know what? With all our heart, we appreciate it more than we can tell you. We love you. Let's get this Friday started. A couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The brother of murdered Bronx EMT Yadira Arroyo, graduating from the FDNY EMS, 32-year-old Joel Rosado will be wearing her badge number and work at his sister's former station, EMS Station 26 in the Bronx. Arroyo was killed in the line of duty in 2017. Rosado said he has very big shoes to fill. There are areas in the lower Hudson Valley offering deals for National Donut Day. June 7th has been dubbed as the day to indulge in the pastries. Hot Dippity Donuts in Croton on Hudson normally open just Saturdays and Sundays, but they'll be serving up donuts today. They're featuring a buy six, get six free promo. Boxer Donut in Nyack and Mad Donuts in White Plains will also be taking part in the National Donut Day festivities. In sports, Yankees beat the Blue Jays, Mets over the Giants.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.